Hello, everyone. Welcome to Narrative Calculus, the podcast show where we review everything from movies to TV shows to books and everything in between. I'm Jonathan, a filmmaker, and this is...
Ty, I am a wannabe writer.
Yes, and today is the fourth day in our Rocky series. From the 23rd to the 27th, we'll be reviewing Rocky 1 through 5 because it's Thanksgiving and we just wanted to do something a little extra special for you guys. So hopefully you're enjoying the series. We've had a lot of fun recording it, watching Rocky and all that. But on to Rocky 4.
This film is probably the worst one in the entire series, and we'll get into that. But basically, on a quickly running it down, it has terrible structure, terrible characterization. The whole film just feels completely pointless, but we'll get into that later. For now, summed up, Ivan Drago, a Soviet boxer, he arrives in the United States with his wife and a bunch of trainers from the Soviet Union and Cuba. During the whole, there's this whole televised event, and he basically takes all this time to promote Drago as just like this amazing, awesome Soviet machine, this Soviet boxing machine. Apollo Creed, seeing this, he's like, I want to take this chump down, and it's really pointless, you know.
Okay, that's where I'd have to disagree with you. I think that's something that's been well established, that Apollo is very patriotic, as you see before. He has, like, a strong connection to heritage, and especially American heritage, and this is something that was really, really important to him, and I think this is some of the best characterization we've gotten from Apollo, because this is the first time we really get to see what's in, like, I don't know, like, what's important to him besides boxing, you know? This is, like,
yeah, being famous and showing off how awesome he is to an adoring crowd. That's, yeah. We'll save that for later. That'll be an interesting debate. But anyway, Rocky decides to train Apollo. They go into a press conference. Sparks fly between the two, you know.
Rocky doesn't train Apollo.
What?
He doesn't train Apollo.
No. He does. Don't you remember at the match it was Rocky who was desperate.
But that doesn't mean he trained him. Rocky didn't train just because you're in the ring that good. Like that was, he was basically like acting like Paulie. You know how Paulie was in the ring with him? I mean, does that
I
make
feel
him,
like we're
his
getting
trainer? No.
I feel like we're getting caught up in semantics here.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Does it really matter? Like, come on, dude. Alright, so, during the press conference, stuff happens, there's James Brown for some reason, which is probably the best scene in the entire movie, honestly. Apollo gets his butt whooped, because, you know, he's like 45 or whatever, way over the hill, and Drago is young, spry, and 2 feet taller than the dude. So, anyway, Apollo gets killed for once, finally showing the, you know, finally being somewhat realistic. Drago just, you know, if he dies, he dies, which is great, you know, that's awesome. Yeah. So Rocky decides to challenge Drago. He goes to the Soviet Union. Cue the training montage. They have a fight. Rocky wins. The end.
So why don't we start? We usually go to the characters from here. Why don't we start with Rocky, who is, I like how clear his motivations are from this fight, and how, I don't know, from the first one it was, you know, kind of just him doing it, and the second time it was like for Adrian, the third time it was kind of just like to get his Eye of the Tiger heart back, but this time is like this is the first time it's really like shifted from something about like himself and like his family and stuff like that. It was like about revenge. This is like the first time we've seen like a story where he's just out for vengeance. Usually he's the like he doesn't really have like any connections to the fighters. Like even in Rocky 3, like that's technically he was going back into the fight, but it doesn't really feel as personal, like for revenge, as it does this time. which is something that I applaud them for, something new that they tried to do, which I think they are really, I think they're able to do it well. And having the trainer for Apollo, Duke, I'm pretty sure was his name, having Duke be Rocky's trainer and that little speech he gave him about being, like, how Apollo was like a son to him. I don't know, I just think that was some really great motivations. What did you think about that aspect?
I think the motivations were good in theory. Him picking up the torch to avenge his friend, but in practice, I felt like it was really, really poorly executed. So,
how so?
First of all, his motive, I'm trying to stick to the motivations part and just not go off on a tangent on the rest of the character, but I guess I have to in order to talk about the motivation. His entire character arc is non-existent. He has no character arc. There is nothing being learned here. It's just only being told to us at the very end of the movie that he learned anything, which I found rather, I found this rather poor storytelling. He basically just wanders around, totally passive. Everybody tells him what to do, and he just goes like, yeah, I'll do it. You know, except for when Adrian pops up, but I mean, like, his motivations at that point, again, just seem wildly... He doesn't, like, in that that conversation with Adrian actually made it even more unclear. Like, I'm not sure if he's implying that he's fighting for revenge, or if he's fighting for the sake of his country. And that's another thing that really confused me. Like, which one is he fighting for? I don't know.
I think it was pretty clear. So I get where it can be confusing, because the way that the movie portrays it, like, does definitely show some, like, kind of patriotic vibes. And I think it was for Apollo. For Rocky, I really think it was only for revenge, though. I think maybe, like, it incorporated itself a little bit into that little speech he had at the end, but for Rocky, I think it's, if you really, like, get into it, there wasn't really much there as far as patriotism. That, I mean, I think that was kind of the filmmaker's part. I think that was them putting that in there. It wasn't really the character himself who really wanted to, like, be super patriotic. But then again, like, and this is something else I want to talk about, is the way that the movie really, really takes sides with America versus the Soviet Union, and how, like, clear-cut they tried to make. Well, which is I think why there's confusion. I don't think it's on Rocky's part. I think it's just the movie itself trying to make that an aspect of it. I mean, would you agree with that?
I'll need you to explain a little bit more what you mean.
Like, I don't think that, like, the, like, patriotism was actually a motivation for Rocky. I think why it kind of felt like it was because that was the way that the film wanted you to lean. I don't think that they tried to, like, they tried to make it Rocky's,
okay, well,
to
fair.
Be part of his motivation. I don't think that was really, you know, I think that's, like, them kind of sticking their noses in the story and, like, kind of, like, shoving you into one direction, you know what I mean? I don't think it was really part of the story.
Okay, well, fair enough, but even if it wasn't supposed to be a part of the story, that's still a failure on their part for trying to force the story in one direction when it really doesn't need to be going in that direction. It's still a poor story.
Yeah, but we're talking about Rocky's motivations. I'm just kind of, like, explaining to you why I don't think there was... I think it is confusing, but I don't think his motivations were, like, you're saying they're unclear, and I think the only reason they're unclear was because of the message that they themselves were trying to push, not really on the movie's part. You see what I mean?
Either way, so fine. Let's go with Apollo being his primary motivator. Another thing that really, really bothered me about this film is, I guess this ties into theme, which we'll talk about later, so I'll save that part for theme, but what I'm thinking of is, like, first of all, Apollo's death serves as no other purpose than as a tool for Rocky to get a move on in the plot and have a fight. And so because of that,
well,
like, it has no other influence on Rocky besides that. He just, he walks around, he looks kind of depressed, he has a training and none of those problems are ever really addressed until the absolute last minute of the movie, where he says, oh, you know, change, it proves that we can all change. You know, wait, that's supposed to be the theme? Oh, gee, I didn't realize it until, you know, the last 30 seconds. You know, the rest of the film, he's just running around, going
then again,
like...
I think that was the film, that was on the... I don't know, I don't want to say, like... I'm not even going to say the word that I'm thinking of, because I don't think it's... I don't want to say it, but... I think it was them trying to push their own message, because, like, I'm just gonna go off on a little tangent right here. Like, during this time, like, the Russians were, like, really seen as evil. Like,
well,
like,
they were
like, there
evil.
Was a heaviest, so my, yeah, I know, but I think they kind of, I'm not saying they weren't, but I think that was, like, something that they were trying, that kind of, like, got in the way of the story.
I have no problem with them wanting to portray the Soviet Union as evil. 1984 portrayed the party as evil. And that's what made it so interesting.
The what?
The, like, 1984 was supposed to be, like, the party, quote-unquote, controlled the lives of all its citizens. And it was clearly a message against the totalitarianism, and in particular, the Soviet Union. And it's one of the best pieces of fiction ever made. So, I mean, I have no problem with them trying to say, look at this, this is bad, this is really, really bad.
Yeah, 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 me neither. Yeah, but, yeah, okay, continue.
So, the point I'm trying to make is that, like, it's absolutely lazy storytelling. You can push your message and still make a good story. C.S. Lewis proved that, J.R.R. Tolkien proved that, George Orwell proved that. You, like, this is absolutely a failure. Just, yeah.
So wait, are we talking about Apollo's death here?
Just Rocky's character arc in general. The all of it just being really unclear and, you know, a total mess.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I just want to be clear on this. I'm, so I'm completely okay with the message that you're trying to put onto there, like, you know, that they don't like the Soviet Union, that it was evil. But you were, like, saying... it's unclear, and I'm just, like, telling you that that's probably the reason, is because, you know, they were maybe, like, focusing a bit more on that than they were the story. So I just want to make that clear. I have no problem against that. So.
Okay.
So, let's talk about Apollo's death. What problems did you have with that? You see, I didn't have any problems with that in a certain context. Okay, so let me explain. Imagine that this was... the finale of Rocky, which I think it should have been, then having, like, Apollo dying in the final one, and Rocky's, like, last move to avenge his friend, and then hang up the title, I think would have been a really strong finale, after, like, having the last movie, having, like, being so invested with his, with their relationship in the third movie, and having seen him for the last two movies... having him die in this one, and having it mean that much to Rocky to, like, to go and fight his killer and win, and then hang up the gloves, I think that would have been a great ending. So I think if this was the finale, it would have been a lot better. So, I don't know. I think it would have been really strong in that context. I don't really see how you'd see it. I mean, could you agree, in that context, it would have been okay?
No.
And I think... okay, well, how so then?
Because I think that the story itself actually matters, and that in the context of the actual story, in the lesser context there, his death has no real meaning on the actual movie, other than to serve as a reason for Rocky to fight. It's like, you know, why generic fantasy superhero? Gee, generic fantasy superhero, why do you want to join the plot? Let me think. Because the plot will come and burn my house down if I don't hurry up and move. It's gonna come straight for my home and start killing my parents if I don't start doing things. Like, that's not interesting.
I, That's literally what story is, plot, like the characters driving. I just don't understand at all what you're saying. Like this is literally what happens in a story. Things happen and people react to those things that happen. Or people make things happen and they react to them. Like, why do you have such a problem with this?
Because it's complete. Okay. I'm trying to figure out how to say it. Because just having things happen and then having characters react to them is not what story is. I'm not sure what. That's a
You're not.
National Geographic documentary where they go around and look at sites in the Yellowstone Park. That's not a
No.
story. There has to be reason. There has to be conflict. There has to be thematic resonance. And in here, like.
There is. Apollo has, like. Okay, so he made a decision, right? He said, Rocky, no matter what happens, he's like. He so in his mind, so we clearly see his motivation, right? We
No.
see how
No, we don't.
patriotic he is. We've seen that throughout the whole
Okay, but in
series.
this movie,
And
every.
after seeing this, so what are you laughing at? I'm just trying to make my point.
Well, I mean, you're rushing
Can
ahead
you just.
without letting me mention that it's complete com that it's completely there is no mode. Multiple times throughout the movie itself, they question him and ask, "Why are you doing this?" And it is very strongly implied that the reason he's doing it is because he really, really likes the attention.
Do you not remember when Rocky says, "But this fight don't mean nothing"? He's like, "No, it does mean something. It's us versus them." He literally says it to you.
And then later
It's
on he says,
literally clearly stated.
man, I love the attention. Well, he's soaking it in, and he's like, man, I hate getting old. I hate how we suddenly fade away when we were like all famous and stuff. I mean, like, come on, man. Are you really gonna tell me 100% honestly that you didn't see any of that, period?
No, there was that, but I don't think that was his motivation.
All right, well, we're just gonna have to agree to disagree because like
I mean, like,
that
sure,
showed
that
up
was.
so hard. That was what really messed up Apollo's character for me, because it kept coming up and I was like, and I was so confused because they kept making it seem like his fatal flaw was this pride thing, which maybe I could get behind. You know, he's attention loving, etc. And the lesson would be about learning how to adapt with the times, which would have been kind of gross, considering that's exactly what Rocky II earlier said not to do. But okay, fair enough. So the thematic message is to learn how to change
You
and
mean Rocky? You
adapt
mean
and
Rocky
become better
Three?
people. No, Rocky II.
You mean?
I'm
I'm
talking.
pretty sure. Wait. What did you see in Rocky Two? Because
As in,
like, I
like.
see more of that. Like,
As in, like, the main theme of Rocky II seemed to be about accepting who you are. Regardless of what other people might say, you have to do what's right for you. And I guess Rocky III did have what some of that, but either way, that was what really killed it for me. So I think we're just gonna, if you really can't see any of that, then we're just gonna have to disagree to disagree.
Okay. So, how about, I think we went over Rocky and Apollo, and then there's, well, let's talk about the villain, Ivan Drago, who,
Oh my gosh, what a joke.
yeah. Why don't you first tell us the problems you had with him?
Who is this Ivan Drago fellow you're talking about? Yeah, sorry, I never heard of him. All I remember is there was like this turd with a blonde hair on it that showed up sometimes in the middle of these scenes. That's all I can really remember. You're gonna have to give me a refresher on this Ivan Drago guy.
So are you gonna like talk about him?
Okay, yeah. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay. He's the most one-dimensional, bored. Not like I. Who was it? Mr. T? Yeah, Mr. T. I didn't like Mr. T, but at the very least, I could appreciate that he had a lot of presence on the stage. You know, there wasn't much. He had fairly one-sided motivations, you know, but at least he had motivations. At least he had a personality. This guy, I have no idea what he wants at all until, again, like, at the last 10 minutes during the fight scene. I have no idea why he's doing what he's doing. I have no idea what he's like as a person. I don't know. He's like a machine. He's a boxing machine, and that is literally his entire character.
I think that also, like, going back to the Soviet thing, that may have been, like, a critique of the Soviets themselves, you know, and, like, what their society was creating. You know what I mean? Do you see that at all?
I can see that, but it still, like, makes for a poor,
like,
story.
I think, yeah, but I know, like the story is the main part, but I do think that there's a lot of, like, really interesting things that kind of went into it politically, like some of the choices they made. But, like, I don't know. I know he doesn't have the best motivations, but I don't feel he was the, well, I don't know. Okay, this is, like, bringing me to I think the biggest problem in the movie is, like, the kind of messaging that they were trying to force in there at the same time while having the Apollo dying thing. Like I see what you were saying before. I see what you mean about like Apollo wanting the glory, right? And him not wanting to get old.
Yeah, that seemed to be
very strong,
and that's, like, what muddied it up for me, because I couldn't tell if he was actually doing it for patriotism or for the glory. And there was never a scene where they, and it was never, there wasn't any thematic resonance throughout the rest of the film where Rocky really wrestled with those ideas, thus proving once and for all that it was actually about patriotism, or it was actually about, you know, learning to accept, learning to change and adapt. I couldn't tell which one of those it was about.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I think that, I don't know, I just don't feel like I can blame that on the story itself, though. I think, to me, like, why I don't judge it as harshly is I just really see it as a product of the times, you know? Like back then, they were still doing, like, you know, they were, like, hiding under their desks at school and stuff like that in case, like, a Russian bomb came. You know, and in case they, like, that was happening.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Like, my dad told me. What?
Stop, drop, and roll. They used to have
not for fire, but for Russian bombs.
They had those on posters for Russian. Maybe it wasn't stop, drop, and roll. It might have been something like,
yeah, I think that's for a fire, or, because, like, you stop and then you drop and then you roll to get the fire off you. So I think it was, like, something different.
Yeah, but it was something, some three-letter word like that. I remember to get underneath your desk in case of a nuclear attack. I can't remember.
Yeah, so I think there's two different lenses that you could see it with. You could see it as, like, patriotism. The America versus the Soviet Union, and there's, like, different parts of the stories come with it. So the villain, I think, would have been maybe a good villain if the story more interpreted it as patriotism, and maybe had, like, him kind of be, like, you know, the object. But then they have, like, Apollo's motivations are, like, the patriotism or the glory. So I think, I just don't feel I can judge the story too harshly, because,
well, here's another.
It feels spoiled, you know.
Okay, well, here's another thing. They failed to get either of those things right. All right, fine. So it has
because they tried. Yeah, because they tried to do both of them, and just neither of them came out quite right. But
I see. But I mean, I guess you could view it like that. But for me, like, it's the final end product that matters, and whether or not there were, it's like, yeah. M. Night Shyamalan, he went out, I remember there was, like, this post he said where he talked about how, like, the reason Avatar The Last Airbender was such a mess was due mostly to the producers, right? And just all this stuff about how it was a total pain, like, there was nothing he could have done. And I sympathize with the guy. If that's really true, I 100% sympathize with him. Like, if he really had no control over the production of the film, then seriously, he deserves none of the blame. But, like, either way, whether or not he had any control over the making of the film, it was still a bad film.
Like, you know? I also want to say that either one, I think another reason I don't judge it too harshly is because I think either one would have been good on their own. You know what I mean? Like, if the motivation was completely, like, patriotism, and we already saw that Apollo's very patriotic and having that kind of spur Rocky on, having this whole, like, kind of, like, really, really thematic, like, symbolic story, I think that would have been really good. What also would have been really good is Apollo not wanting to get old and him having to pay the price for that, and it being, like, a more personal thing between kind of, like, Rocky and Drago, and maybe, I don't know, because there's elements of both of those two different, because, I mean, technically they're the same story, but I think it's all, like, thematically where they're different. I mean, we can agree on that, right?
Yes, exactly. Right, yeah, like,
theme. And so, but I think either of those themes would have worked just fine, and there are good elements of both themes in it. They just,
but it's like just trying weren't to, able to get they mix too much together. Into one yeah, yeah, the other. Yeah. They just mixed together. So they tried to go way too far and include way too much. There was nothing unifying about the film. There was nothing to tie it all together and say, this is what it was about. No, it was just...
But then again, the different elements that they have, unified or not, I think were good either way. So that's why that's why I can see this film and, like, not judge it as harshly as you can.
Fair enough. So I just don't think the elements themselves are good either, but... In case you can't tell, I really dislike this movie. I found this very boring and very bad. I'm sorry.
Wait, so you wouldn't have liked the Apollo's death because of his choices of him trying to, like, go in it for the glory and then it become, like, a revenge? You wouldn't have liked any of that?
Okay, fair enough. I thought you were talking about elements as in concept plus execution. If they had taken the concept of Apollo's death due to him being a glory hound and, like, made that whole struggle about learning to adapt with the times and, you know, pass the torch, Cars 4. If they had made that the entire film and actually executed it properly, then, yeah, I guess, sure.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, both of those two stories would have worked. But what problems did you have with the execution? Like, do you mean, like, from a filmmaking standpoint? Because, like, and, like, I'm pretty sure, like, we're both talking about the stories themselves. Like, what do you mean execution?
I'm talking about, for example, on a scene-by-scene basis, how it's horribly inconsistent as to... Well, they don't decide to have it and say, you know, well, we'll include some scenes about the glory stuff and we'll include some scenes about the... Russia versus America stuff, and we'll make some parts of the character Russia versus America, and we'll make some parts of the character arc the Glory Hound stuff. They just decide to say, nah, and they toss all of it out the window. I mean, like, Rocky himself doesn't learn anything from this film. He just walks around and then gives a speech at the end, and that's it.
Like, what I'm saying is, if they had stuck to completely the Glory Hound or completely the Russian versus American, you would have been okay with that. Like, one way. I think both of those two, like, either of them, it kind of feels like the thematic elements of either of them, just 100% that or 100% the other one, would have been good. Right?
Had they also executed it properly, yeah.
Okay. So that's the reason I defend it so much, is because I'm seeing the good parts of it. Okay, I think we kind of strayed off. Let's get back to the characters that we haven't covered yet. What did you think about Ivan's wife? I think she was
one-dimensional.
I don't know. She was kind of. I think she was kind of interesting to watch because you, like. I don't know, like, having. It was unclear if she was, like, a puppet for the, it wasn't unclear, but it was just interesting how she was, like, seemed like such a puppet for the Soviets. And I guess this would be just another way on how they portrayed that, but I don't know. What did you think about that aspect of it? Like, do you think she was, like, really his wife, really? Or just married him because, like, somebody told her to in the Soviet Union, like...
Well, you know, it would have been interesting.
Like, you see what I'm saying?
It would have been interesting if it was left like an open question, and that they end, and you know, you don't really know until the end. Or maybe they even give the answer at the end. Unfortunately, I have no clue because all she does is like give neutral, totally boring lines that I have no idea anything about her character. So I really have nothing to tell you.
I know, but I mean, just like kind of like analyze it a little bit more. Like, what?
Dude, she has like 20.
Like, I know
she has 20 lines of she has 20 lines of dialogue, and none of them are in the least bit character. They have zero characterization. There's nothing I can talk about.
I'm not talking about the dialogue itself, but I mean, this would be more visual, you know?
I have no clue.
You see the relationship between her and the other guy. I don't remember what his name was, but one of those like Russian boss guys. Like, what do you call those guys? Like Soviet leaders?
Dictators?
I thought there was only like one dictator.
Oligarchical dictators? I don't know.
I don't know what those guys, but I just think it would have been really interesting to see like the relationship between her and them and the reason she married Drago in the first place. Because it's clear that she really has no connection to Drago at all, right?
I don't know.
We can agree on that. She's like,
I don't think it's clear. There happens to be no actual dialogue that confirms or denies that theory.
During the press conference, someone asks Drago a question. She says, "My husband is very excited to fight Apollo. Apollo is very respected in our country." But just the little subtlety there of him not answering at all and her just giving like...
Well, like that's because he was pumped up on drugs and couldn't respond.
Giving a completely false, like, trying to be completely false, like, scripted out Soviet line. Because, I mean, we can both agree that that's probably what that was, right?
Yeah, but I mean, is that because she doesn't or does care about the dude, or is it because she's just a lying arse? I mean, like, we have no way of knowing.
I know that's the interesting part about it, though. I mean, like, for this, I think it's kind of weird, but...
I don't know, are the trees epileptic?
What?
Are the trees epileptic? Will the ground, like, in the background, do you think the ground is speaking?
Just because, like, something is not, like, explicitly said to you or shown on
screen doesn't mean that you... It's not just explicit or implicit. I can't see anything in her character at all, man. I honestly can't.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I saw something there. I just think it would have been... I just think the relationship between her and the other guy and Ivan Drago is interesting in how that... I don't know. I think they go more over that in...
Can you explain what you mean? Are there any particular scenes that I missed or something?
Well, just the subtle ones. Like, do you remember when when the Soviet dictator guy gives her the cigarette?
Yes.
That scene combined with the other scene where she doesn't, like... She just, like, kind of, like, says, "My husband is very excited," and, like, the kind of closeness that they have, you know what I mean? That she has with the dictator guy, but not with Drago. You know? Are you seeing at least a semblance of what I'm saying here?
Well, I mean, we never really see them in private. We saw the dictator and her in private, but I don't think it's quite fair to apply the same behavior that she shows in private to the ones that she would show in public. Maybe she's super affectionate with him in private. I don't know. We never get to see them together.
I know, but I don't think it is. I don't know. I think I'm... Like, I'm just trying to analyze it in a way that'd be interesting, because I don't know, I saw that there, and I guess you didn't. So I guess we can just move on from that. How about Adrian? What do you think of her in this movie?
Adrian had it rough in this movie. I mean, like, everybody is at least there, kind of. Like, they're cardboard prop-ups, but I feel like Adrian was pretty much non-existent. She had no presence in this film. She had one scene, and then she pops up a couple times in the background or has a line of dialogue, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. and Polly. What was it? So remember before how you said, oh, there's no part where Polly says, oh, I know I can be like this sometimes, and oh man, I'm sorry about that, and you remember that, don't you?
Yes.
How do you feel about that actually happening this time?
Disappointed.
Okay, how so?
Well, I already told you, I wanted there to be a lot of build up. I wanted it to be like this tension brewing underneath as like their relationship shifts back and forth, and then finally there's like some explosive quote unquote breakup, I guess you could say, where the and then, at the end or something, Polly finally confesses his wrongdoing and gives Rocky like the extra push he needs or something. No, it just like it comes out of nowhere and then that's it. I mean, that's how I remember it. Was I missing anything there?
Well, there's not much that goes on between Rocky and Polly in this movie, so I mean, I guess not a whole lot. You're not missing a whole lot from that, but I don't know. I just feel like if this would have been the finale, that it would have meant something more. After like seeing his relationship with Rocky and how it kind of goes back and forth, not necessarily throughout the course of this movie, but over the last couple of movies, and in this movie finally confessing that. I think it would have made for a strong finale, but I don't know. I think I'm just salty Rocky 5 ever existed, but
I thought
this should
Rocky
have been the
V was
finale.
actually better in comparison to this film.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I think that's just about everything for Duke, I guess, was
He
more of
was
a character
there.
in this one than he is in the other ones. It was interesting, though, to see him kind of like training Rocky.
That was
After
actually
giving
pretty
that little
cool.
speech, yeah, about like raising Apollo. I like that part. Okay, so now I guess we can talk about the themes of this movie, which we
What about
kind
the
of already
plot?
went over, but what?
What about the plot?
Haven't we like already done that?
Well, we went through a plot summary, but we didn't talk about like the actual plot itself.
Okay, you can start off then.
It was bad. Again, it ties into the character arc earlier. Our main character here, Rocky, he starts out in a position of, let's see here, he doesn't want to get involved with the fight or whatever, with the Soviet Union versus America thing, right? He thinks it's silly. Then Apollo dies, and then he decides to do fight. And then that's it. And then he wins, and then that's it. Oh, and don't forget the training montage, of course. He doesn't. They basically completely missed the midpoint there, and I think this further proof that the three-act structure does exist, and you really need to pay attention to it because it's pretty obvious that what he's doing when Apollo dies—that's moving from the setup, right, where it's established that he has a problem. Into the second act, where he starts to take play, where he starts to fix that problem, starts to fix that problem. No, here in Rocky. Rocky is just so perfect, so amazing. He's such a god among men that, just boom, fixed. He is A-okay.
But ha okay, so what are you do you mean like the internal or external problems? Because like as an
The
external
two tie
problem, the
into
only
each
thing he
other,
can
man.
I mean, what could he have done externally other than just train really hard for boxing?
Yeah, I'm talking about internally too. There's never really any conflict
I
internally
know.
shown where he's like.
Yeah, but I mean, well, I mean, like, so no. Well, what do you mean? Just go back for a second when you said they're connected. Like, what do you think him? What do you think he could have struggled internally? Like, not stopping the fight? Do you think that should have been something they could have done?
I think what would have been best if they had gone back to what I think what Apollo had going on, where he was trying to, where he couldn't adapt to the times, didn't realize that his age was over and it was time to pass on the torch, right? He couldn't accept that for himself, right? So,
yeah.
I think what would have been great is if Rocky struggled with those same problems. And it's like, well, should I just stop the fight? Why am I even here? What am I even fighting for, right? And, you know, it would have beat along the same kind of path that Rocky 2 and 3 went along, and even Rocky 1. But I feel it would have been better than this. Like, that repetitive something is better than absolutely nothing, where all he does is just train and, like, just kind of walk and talk with people, and then that's it. He's totally passive. He reminds me of one of those, like, everyman characters from anime or something. There's no personality, none of that. He just walks around, trains, talks, and that's it. I feel like I'm injecting way too much emotion into this. It's just I was really disappointed. I looked at the cover, and I heard the plot description, and I thought it was going to be great, but I really found it just poor.
Yeah, so, okay, I can, I see what you mean about his, there being no conflict with Rocky, and I do think that should have been something that they explored more. I guess I don't have much else to say, though, in terms of that. I feel that if they had really pulled off the Apollo thing, it may have been able to make up for it. Do you think there was a way that could have happened?
I think it was definitely possible. They had all the seeds all over the place. They just never capitalized on it. Especially because of that split direction thing we were talking about.
Yeah. I don't think I have much else to say with the plot. I do agree with you that I didn't see much of a second act in there. And maybe having a bit more of a struggle for him to fight immediately. But then it would have felt a lot like Rocky 2, remember? Because that was all about his struggle, like, against fighting again. So do you think maybe they were just trying to, like, break new waters? Because if that's true, Ty, if we're bringing back old things, which, again, we'll talk about this later, but I want to hear again why you thought my analysis of Anakin was wrong. But if we're going to talk about that, then okay, so the, remember how you said that you'd rather have something that's original than something that's been done before, even if the original was done badly?
You remember that? For me personally, yeah, but that's not something I'm going to apply to filmmaking critique. What I will say is that in the context of that discussion, while we were talking, like, which one was it? The Force Awakens. Not only was it a repetitive.
Yeah, I said.
Not only was it. Let me finish first, please. Not only was it a repetitive film. I genuinely thought like it was an actually completely boring film. I mean, as in terms of its structure and characterizations, it was actually like a completely boring film with no redeeming qualities. On the contrary, Phantom Menace. I mean, like, it has some serious flaws. It does some things really, really badly. But it also did manage to do some things correctly. There were parts of it that I did like. There was nothing about The Force Awakens that I did like. It was all very poor. So,
okay, yeah. See what you mean. But you did state you would rather have something that's original and done badly than something unoriginal and done well at the same time.
Yes, but I don't think that applies here.
Would you? I think it does, though. I mean, like, how does it not? Because if they went
they're
down
not
that
doing
route,
anything
would it just
original,
been the same as Rocky too.
They're not doing anything. Well, okay. Let me line it up in terms of order. So, first of all, you have a good film that's just genuinely good. I think I'd rather watch that first. Then you have a film that is original but done badly. Then you have a film that is just okay, hold on. Oh, jeez, I totally lost my train of thought. Can we actually restart? I'm sorry, I really don't know what just happened there.
Yeah.
Can you say your question again? How is it not different than...
Yeah, okay. So, how I feel it like how is it not different than what you were talking about before? With the
Because this does nothing, period. It is completely empty. There is absolutely nothing to grasp onto. There are no redeeming qualities. If anything, I will put it in the same category as The Force Awakens. There was pretty much nothing
That's
that.
I was I don't I think you kind of like got it. So what we were talking about before is like so we were talking about like the original versus the unoriginal, and I and you were saying, oh, they should have done this in this way, which was the same exact thing they did, like him struggling if he should fight or not, which is basically the same thing they did in the second
Yeah,
Rocky
but there,
movie. And I
but
said that would have been completely done before. And you had said before you rather have something original. And this is original. They've never done this with the Rocky movie before and done badly. That's what you said with the other one. And then you started saying that The Force Awakens you think was unoriginal and done badly. But the place I would disagree with you there is I don't think it is done badly. I think the prequels are done much worse than that movie. And but So, okay, that's what we were talking about. Kind of seems like you were mixed up there for a second.
Yeah, we've been talking for so long, my brain is starting to melt or something. Yeah, I guess so. I can't even think. I'm struggling to remember everything we just talked about. I can't juggle it all in my head. I'm just gonna say, yeah. Either way, it's still a bad film.
No, but we had something so good going there. I was like, we were. You sure you don't remember anything? Like we were talking about, like Rocky II did. It would basically be the same as Rocky II, but you don't remember any of that?
Okay, let me give me just a second to think here. Okay.
Okay.
If I would have been writing it and I had the option between making it well, I think we're setting up a bit of a false dichotomy.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really can't think. I don't know what's up with me.
Okay, so you just want to move on
Hold on. Let me give it one last shot. Let me give it one last shot.
then?
There it's so
Don't
it,
throw away your shot.
there are too many variables in my head. I can't think. Okay, so just to be totally straight, just to be clear. Rocky IV, as it is, I would argue, is not original. When I say original, I mean genuinely new and interesting. Like, for example,
Okay, well, when I say original, I just mean like hasn't been done before, 'cause that's like what original means. Like it that like original like I'm not implying good or bad at all. Like original just means hasn't been done before. And it could be done bad. You see that's I think that's that may be the point where we're kind of disagreeing on, because obviously something can be done
well, here,
originally
well,
and it
my example here, what I'm thinking of is in 12-tone row music. I mean, if I guarantee you, if you look up 12-tone music and you try to listen to it, you're gonna be like, ugh, this is disgusting. I genuinely find it cool. I really like 12-tone music. I think it's weird and avant-garde, and I really like that. It's strange and unusual. I feel like this, I don't get that feeling of strange and unusual and weird, but and in being strange and unusual and weird, it's cool. I feel like here, rather than having at least something that's strange and unusual if done badly, here it's just genuinely nothing at all. If anything, it's beating the
I know,
same
but
path as millions of other bad films have done before, which is having no characterization, no plot. That's already been done. No characterization and no plot has been done before, you know?
Well,
you
I'm talking about in context of the Rocky movies. In context of the Rocky movies, this kind of story has, like, this has never been done before. And I think we're just having still a difference in terminologies. But what, so you're getting kind of like, so what you had said before is like you would have liked it to kind of like go over basically the same arc that Rocky went through in the second Rocky movie. That's what you had said before.
Frankly, I wouldn't have had any more Rocky movies past the third one, but you know, I mean, like this story has already been.
Okay, so what you had said before is you would have had a story that would have been very, very similar to the second Rocky movie, where he struggles to want to even fight at all.
And
that
if it's going to
internal conflict, and you would have rather had that. Okay, just a second. And before you had said that you would rather have had something original and done badly in the prequels than something unoriginal and done well. Now, original not implying it's done good or bad. Like, I'm just saying original, just something new. That was the context, and I think you're kind of missing that. You see what I mean now?
No. Sorry, man.
Okay.
I already gave you the example of 12-tone row music. If you listen to it, you're going to hate it. You're going to think it's. But what I like about it is that it's completely different than any other type of music I listen to. It is completely weird.
But that's
this isn't complete. This isn't completely weird. Rocky IV is not completely weird and original and new. It is trotting the same old path that millions of other bad movies have done. That's not interesting. There are millions of other bad movies. I don't need to. I don't need to watch that.
What I'm saying is that has that contrasted what you'd said before.
No, it doesn't. That's because you're retroactively changing my definition of original when original has meant the exact same thing to me consistently. I don't know why you're trying
I'm not doing that. I'm saying original just means different. But so before you
I disagree. That, I original does original not mean different to me. Original does not mean different to me.
Well, then what does it mean?
Well, I can tell you
Let me pull up those texts.
I can tell you what it does not mean. It does not mean bad characterization, passive characters, boring scenes, because I've seen that already. I have already seen those elements in other movies.
I know, you had said you would rather have something original and done badly. This is original and done badly.
It's not original.
Yes, it is. It's original because it's different. But it's also done bad.
I already told you that's not how I define original. You can disagree with me, but that's not how I define original.
No, but
original.
What I'm saying is that's not what you had said before.
What had I said before?
You had said before you would rather have something original and done badly. And you said you'd rather have that over something that was unoriginal and done well.
Okay, like how do I define original? What do I mean by original? What do I mean by original?
Something different.
Not you! What I mean by original, not you!
Something different.
Okay, would you consider Rocky IV different?
Yes, I think it's a different story than the third one's had.
Than the third ones. You're taking it in context of Rocky films. I'm saying, in general, I have already seen this before in other movies.
Mm. Okay.
This isn't original to me. I've
already
seen this.
I don't know what to tell you there because I'm talking about in context of the Rocky movies.
If I was only talking in context of the Rocky movies, then I would think the Rocky movies are the greatest movies ever seen because I wouldn't have ever seen other movies. I'm only judging Rocky by its own standards.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying judging this Rocky movie against the other ones, like comparing it to the other ones. It's original. Like, I'm not saying this is the only movie you've ever seen, but I'm saying if you compare this to the other ones, it does do something different.
Okay, I'm not comparing it to the other ones. When I say original, I mean across my whole stored knowledge of everything that I've ever consumed. You can define it differently, but that's how I define it.
Do we disagree? So do we disagree or don't we?
Disagree about what?
If something is original and done badly, would you rather see that over something that's unoriginal and done well?
Me personally, I would probably rather watch something unoriginal but done well. And I will admit that my opinion has changed over the last couple months.
So unoriginal and done well. Not original and done well, but unoriginal and done badly. So that's what you're saying you'd rather watch?
No, I would watch something unoriginal and well made. I would prefer to watch something...
That wasn't an option, though. It was original and done badly, or unoriginal and done well.
Yeah, I just said unoriginal and done well.
Oh, okay. I thought you said original. Okay, so okay, I think we can agree on that. No, that now though. So I think
I would still argue that The Force Awakens is still bad.
Okay, so that's what we disagree on though. I'd say The Force Awakens is good and that it's better than the prequel. So I guess that's just based on us. So I think we cleared that up. That's good. So that we can have our prequel versus sequel debates later, but. Okay, that was a while. I think we can probably move past plot now.
Yeah, good. My headphones are starting really to run out of battery.
Do we need to go over the theme? I don't think we do. I think we kind of did that.
Yeah, we've already pretty much done that.
Okay. The music in here is very 80s. The whole thing, all the music and the visuals just scream 80s. And that's basically all I have to say, but I like 80s movies, so I'm okay with that. Not much else there from me. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, it had music.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's it. So, after talking about it, all this, I don't think your thoughts have changed at all, and I don't think mine have, but have they at all? Is there any differences or no?
Nah, not really, no. Yeah, I mean, even if you had managed to convince me it was all worthwhile entertainment wise I genuinely just found it really boring and poor.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed watching it.
I know.
I had a good time while I was watching it.
Usually and it's strange because usually I'm Mr. Camp. I love terribly, really madly made movies, but I guess it just wasn't quite awful enough for me to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So I guess now all that's left to do is for you to rate it. I'm going to start, and I'm going to give it a 7.
The same as the first Rocky? No, that was a 7.5.
I'm giving it a 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Just because, I don't know, I definitely see there was a lot of problems with it, but I think there were seeds of gold in there, and if this were a finale, you know, it would have been so much better, and if they could have just fixed a couple problems... I don't know, is that really fair, though? Because I feel like I'm basing it on, like, the potential it could have had. Some of that being unrealized, and some of it being realized to me. How fair do you think that is to the movie?
Well, I mean, if we want to be consistent, then we should have rated Captain Underpants in 9 out of 10, because we all agree so much potential.
No, I don't mean like that, but like stuff they did, but... Like, remember I was talking about before, like, it felt kind of tainted by the filmmakers and them putting their point of view on it?
Personally, I would say that you should just rate it objectively based off of how good or bad you honestly thought it was, but I mean, you
I
do
don't know,
you.
I just...
Look, dude, if you just follow me on, like... You have a different viewpoint. That's okay. Just do whatever feels right to you, man.
Okay, I think I do see where you're coming from a little bit. And so I'll give it... I don't know. I just don't feel like I can give it a... Okay, you tell me your rating. I need to think about it a little bit more. So all right. just give your rating to start out with.
Okay. So, summed up, the characterization was basically non-existent. The plot was awful, in turn making the pacing truly terrible and just an utter waste, making it feel like an utter waste of time. There was no resonant themes that echoed throughout it, and there were... Pretty much the only reason you would watch this is for the fight scene at the end. So... There were very few times that I enjoyed it, and most of the time, I was just bored and disappointed. In spite of that, there were some moments that were good enough to not justify total, you know, 3 out of 10, so I would say 4 out of 10 myself. I disliked it more than I liked it, but it's not much more than that.
Mm-hmm. I just gotta do me and just do what feels right, and a 7 just feels right to me.
Fair enough.
I don't know, I don't know, I talked about the problems in it, but I do think there's just so much in there that I did enjoy, and that weren't tainted for me, so, I don't know, I think I'd give it a 7. Crazy, as people may call me. So, I guess together, the Narrative Calculus podcast gives Rocky 4,
5.5?
You gave it a 5, right?
No,
you
gave 4. It a 4?
Yeah, 4. So that's...
Pulling out the calculator.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 5.5 then. Okay, so the Narrative Calculus podcast gives Rocky 4 a 5.5. If you enjoyed this episode of Narrative Calculus, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to help spread the word, be sure to leave a 5-star review down below. We appreciate all of our listeners and how loyal you guys are coming back week after week, and we just wanted to do this special series for you guys. So be sure to tell everyone you know about it. We're just having a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun recording it, and we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And be sure to listen to our previous episodes on Rocky or really anything else you want to. We'll see you tomorrow, I guess. Bye, everyone.